Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from Torino, from the Torino Film Lab. I'm very glad to have here Paul Reith. Good afternoon.
Hello, Angelo. Nice to meet you.
Paul, you are a crowdfunding and marketing consultant, basically. But you also, I mean, you also have a kind of career as filmmaker and producer. But let's talk firstly about your about crowdfunding and marketing consultant. What is the state of the art of crowdfunding for films in these days?
So what we see is that basically crowdfunding for films was discovered by the industry. They made their experiences, and many of them, or of the traditional producers, let's put it this way, realized that it is quite some effort to reach a crowd and manage to reach your goal with a crowdfunding campaign. So the responsible parties realized it's a lot of work. And the conclusion usually is to say, hey, Paul, crowdfunding is a nice tool, but if we compare the outcome which we get financially out of the work we put in, it doesn't match. Mm-hmm. So the problem is, that's how I see it, that crowdfunding is limited to its financial potential, but not to its potential in terms of audience building. Mm-hmm. And I think this touches a really big problem in the industry, that the industry is not aware of the importance and the necessity to work, define, and find your audience.
So basically, they don't know what they are producing for, or not very well, at least.
Yeah, I wouldn't go so far, but I mean, here in the Torino Film Lab, I'm the audience design consultant and tutor for this year's feature lab, and the experience I had with the project I worked with this year is that it is quite challenging. Mm-hmm. To get the producers and the directors into the mindset of audience design and thinking about their audience and who they actually want to deliver their story to. Okay. It seems to be very obvious, at least
well,
for
no,
me.
It's not.
Yeah,
it's not obvious.
At least for me and my colleague, it seems to be colleagues. It seems to be obvious, but it seems to be quite a challenge to get this out. And I think this is what makes it really interesting. This kind of work.
But do you think that this is challenging also for like experienced producer, or is it just a problem that in initial like fresh producer or first timers have this thing of not knowing exactly who is the final audience for the film?
I think to define who you want to reach, I think that's rather easily doable for both. No matter if you are young or if you are very experienced, I think that's doable. The next step is to see how you can reach them and how you can actually engage with them. That's a big challenge. And that's no matter how long you are in the industry. That stays a challenge because it's always something new. Of course, if you're an established filmmaker, then you might have a crowd which follows everything you do, and they watch all the films you do. Of course, there's maybe a core audience which you have there, but in particular productions and project, you always need to redefine the strategy because it's always something new, because the subject is different, because the setting is different, the timing, the agenda, and also your motivation why you do this specific film.
It changes film by film. Listen, is there a difference in when you do crowdfunding for a feature or for a documentary? Is that a different strategy or a different like kind of approach?
Of course, there certainly is. In 2015, I published a book called Doc and Crowd about financing and distributing documentary films, where I basically compared to the old school world, let's put it like this, financing and distributing documentary films the traditional ways and the new ways, crowdfunding, VOD, social media marketing, the role of the PMD and audience design. So what you could see is when you compare both worlds, that is in documentary, within the research process, you already deal with so many multipliers, experts, institutions, NGOs, associations. There's already such a big varieties of partners which are dealing pretty much with the same subject you are dealing with, that for me it's very obvious to find who you need to reach out to. Mm. Of course, it's not always a film promoting a certain agenda like the NGO wants to promote. Yeah. But still, there are really many matching points, overlapping agendas where you can somehow find ways to collaborate. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes it a bit more obvious when you think about the project and what it is about in the first place. But now, since here in Feature Lab, it's only feature films fiction films. Still, there's one documentary film. I think that's an innovation this year. I have to say that you can do the same with fiction films, but you have to uncover it a bit more. You have to dig a bit deeper to find out what are the agendas, what are the topics, what are the journeys of the stories.
And how do you market a crowdfunding? Because, you know, crowdfunding was born like 10 years ago, I think, even slightly more. Yeah. And there was very few campaigns. Mm-hmm. Now there are campaigns for everything, you know. So you have to stand out from a crowd. And how can you do that?
Exactly. You really nailed it. The problem is when we look at the statistics for Kickstarter, for example, that's something I can recommend to those who are listening who want to dig deeper into this. If you type in kickstarter.com/stats, you find a really big set of charts where you find which categories, how many campaigns are online, what's the success rate, what's the average amount that's raised by the successful campaign. So you get a really, really close and deep insight. What we see is, as you said, many campaigns are running at the same time. You have a big competition. That really makes clear that it's not enough to say, I put my campaign on one of these platforms. So now you need to effort to really attract your crowd and get your crowd on your campaign page. This means that the part of audience definition of your target group, of your audience, of multipliers, of social media channels which target towards your campaign page, it's more and more important. Because the so-called spit over effect, which means that you go to Kickstarter and you just have a surf and you check for this new backpack out of recycled plastic and you say, hey, I need a backpack, but there's this campaign and this is this film, okay, let's have a look there. That really, really rarely happens. Mm-hmm. So you really need to send this traffic directly to this to your page, and this means that you have to do so much more effort to reach your audience and send them where you want them to have. So we are talking about online marketing. The big campaigns cannot run a campaign without a certain budget for ad spending. So we are also talking about putting money in these ad managers of Facebook and Instagram to actually target your audience and send them to the way you want them.
So you need to do a crowdfunding for the crowdfunding. No, I mean, this is a joke, but the thing is, I mean, the idea is that it's not enough to put it out there, as you say. You have to be prepared of a small investment for gaining a bigger investment in.
Exactly. You need to, in order to raise money, you need to come up with a budget. Mm-hmm. At least when you want to attract or reach a target which is above your circle, your friends and family network. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to go above this, then you need to have some budget to prepare this campaign properly and to also run it properly. So it's
which means run it properly.
That you do all the tasks that are connected to a good campaign strategy, which means that you run your social media channels properly, that you do content creation, that you do your proper PR work, that you get multipliers and testimonials on board, that you engage with the audience. And that's a lot of time. And that's also, when we are talking about paid content, then it's also connected with money.
One last question is about one feature of the crowdfunding that I always find very fascinating and I think very difficult to nail in the proper way, which is like the gift, I mean, the rewards.
Yes.
You know? How can you find a great reward for the right investment for each single investor. Mm-hmm. How do you work on that?
Yeah, that's where basically this audience design and crowdfunding consultancy overlap, because you see what is the core of the project, what can you offer, what is there, what you can give back to your supporters for their money, which is not an investment, by the way, because we are not talking about equity crowdfunding, mm-hmm. which is a totally different philosophy. It's a reward. So it's basically what it is in terms of tax law also. It's a pre-sale. So everything mm-hmm. we give back within a crowdfunding campaign also includes a VAT. That's always a calculation mm-hmm. difficulty. That basically, at least in Germany, it's 19%, which goes off the amount which you basically collect. So this.
So you have to also calculate the VAT from the different countries you get money from.
Yes.
Which
yes.
is an additional.
It makes it really, really challenging for the global campaigns. But let me get back to the rewards. So mm-hmm. what do you get? What is in your project? So it's never, at least when I design campaigns, it's never this standard digital download, DVD download, this credit, end credit, and this virtual shout out. It's always connected to the issue of the film, of the documentary, whatever. So if you are doing, give me an example. Give me an example about a film and
I don't know, a crowdfunding campaign for a feature film about about the coming of age of a kid in the lived in the mountain that was an agriculture.
Okay. All right. Now I played back the ball. Okay. If we have agriculture, if we are having a coming of age, if we have nature as a topic, then I, of course, want to attract an audience which is connected to these topics and which feels something and which wants to see this happening on the big screen. So might be a connection to hiking, to the woods, to some kinds of maps, to a certain area. Maybe there are hiking courses or trails which you could go with the director or with the DOP. You know, you could make it an adventure to join the production crew to go there. Maybe it's also photography, landscape photography of this specific region, where it might be a still photographer which comes on board because, you know, location scouting, so this becomes high-res picture so that they become a value. So they can be limited to a certain amount. They can also be silk screen printed for limited edition. So we build basically a bunch of rewards around the story. So it's never standard, and it's always something really specific to the issue.
You have to personalize the rewards connected to the product, if you can say, that you're selling.
Exactly.
Well, Paul, it was a fantastic and very engaging in conversation. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot to Paul Reed, crowdfunding and marketing consultant here at the Torino Film Lab. I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.